So Dr. Rita Marlia Scalzo, amazing, international, world-known nutritionist. She is a doctor of chiropractic. She's a doctor of acupuncture. She's an herbalist. She's a life transformer. Raise your hand if she's transformed your life. Oh, yeah. Raise your hand if you're ready to transform other people's lives. Oh, yeah, because you're in the right place. Tell somebody, I'm in the right place. Awesome. So let's go ahead and give it up for Dr. Rita Marlia Scalzo in your Shine Conference, everybody. Bring it up for her. Give it up.
Hello! Thank you. Hello, everybody. It's so nice to see your shining faces. You look better in person than you do online. Your names and phone numbers sitting in front of me. Welcome. I'm so excited to be here, and I'm excited to have you here. And welcome to all of our webcast people who are watching from all over the world. Yes. Who's ready? 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 Who had good breakfast? Yay! So you're going to get to know me a lot from being up here and a lot of my theories and philosophies, but I don't know you guys too well at this point. So what I'd love to find out is where all you've come from. So if you've come from outside of Texas, go ahead and stand up. Whoa, cool. Very cool. Okay, so who's come from the West Coast? Okay. All right, sit down if you're from the West Coast. Let's see where everybody else is from. Who's come from the North? North, yes, all right. Okay, go sit down. And then who's come from the East? East, all right, go ahead and sit down. Who's left? Florida, oh yeah, the Southeast, excellent. I love Florida, we're in Florida. Tampa. My son goes to school in St. Pete. Yeah, so I'd love to get there. And where are you from? From Canada. That's right. From Canada. Yes, we had other people from Canada. Canada. She said she figured north, right? North U.S. Who else is from Canada? So three of you from Canada. Awesome. Wonderful. So the other thing I like to know about you is what your healthcare orientation is, like where are you in your healthcare practice, if you have a practice, if you're just getting started. So who has been in some sort of nutrition practice for more than 5 years? Raise your hand. All right, cool. And who is from IIN? Who's graduated from IIN? We got a bunch of you. Great. So who has not started doing any kind of nutrition practice, but you're looking to start? Just starting school, okay. School where? Okay, cool. Yeah, who else? Anybody else? Where are you? Cool, you're gonna learn a lot. Okay, into practice, yay, right? Yay! Ooh! I love it. Two MDs in the room, like crossing the, you know, and bridging the gap, right? Cool. Yeah? Psychologist and trying to integrate that into your practice as well. Cool. Anybody else? Unique? Anybody else want to say? Yeah. Absolutely great. Absolutely. All right, so you guys have already gotten to know each other. That's what I love about the meals. Cool. We have Lynn. Where's Lynn? Lynn is a mom of seven. She's a homeschooling mom of seven, and you'll get to meet her. She's in our nutritional endocrinology practitioner training, and she's one of my functional nutrition coaches, and she also does whatever else I need help with, like fixing my slides and all that kind of stuff. So you moms are just like so amazing. Yeah. Produce the food. Yay! I love it. Anybody else want to share? Karen's a chef, a raw chef, amazing chef, actually more than a therapeutic nutrition chef. And she's responsible for guiding the kitchen, because they didn't do that on their own. They don't know how to do that on their own. But she's guiding the kitchen into how to make these healthy, wonderful, nutritious meals. So, awesome. All right. All right, so let's begin. You ready? All right, so the first thing that I want to make sure we do is let's talk about why we're here. Personally, I'm here because I'm on a mission to change what we call our healthcare system, which is really not a healthcare system. It's a disease care system. And it does really well in acute, really, you know, end state disease, right? But in terms of the chronic stuff that people deal with on a day-to-day basis, I believe that our healthcare system does not know how to do anything with that really well, right? So that's what we're here for. That's what we're here for, is to help people with their day-to-day challenges and their non-emergency challenges, to help them become the best and the healthiest they can be, right? So personally, I've had family issues that have led me to this. And we'll go ahead and start the slides. Okay, so for me, you know, I know for me, I'm really passionate about what I do, and I want to change the world, right? And you guys are going to help, right? Because I can't do it by myself, right? For many years, for 23 years now, I've been in practice doing this sort of medicine, if you want to call it that, this kind of healthcare, in terms of, you know, practicing with nutrition and herbs and health lifestyle changes, and it's not enough the number of people I can reach on my own. So that's why over the last few years I've decided to take what I've learned and put together over 23 years, which is a lot, and put it out there. And I know that it was a real big challenge for me coming out of school with all this head full of knowledge about biochemical pathways and nutrients and all this, and like, how do I take that and make it into a system where I can actually take people through it? And that's what I've been developing over time, and that's what I want to share with you. But I'm passionate about that because I've had some issues in my own life and with my own family where my parents thought I was nuts. You know, I was raised in a traditional standard American diet, go to the doctor whenever you had a sniffle, get an antibiotic, get your tonsils out when you had sore throats. you know what I mean. Who's come from a family like that? Most of you, yeah. And it didn't work for me because I started to get sick in my 20s. Fortunately, and I always thank the universe that I got sick in my 20s rather than having it chronically building up and then finding out in my 50s that I had cancer or something that was hard to reverse. So I'm grateful that I got really sick in my 20s and started looking for answers, because all I got was, take this ulcer medication, or let's do some sinus surgery, and oh, wow, what about getting off of dairy? That cleared up my sinuses. The surgeries didn't. So it was that sort of thing in my own exploration and trying to get well for myself that I came to be doing what I'm doing. But on the left-hand side, you'll see my dad and my mom and my sister, my second to the youngest sister. I'm the oldest of 9 children. And that's a lot of us. And she's the fifth girl. Then we had 3 boys and then another girl. So she's the second to the youngest, or was. And she died at the age of 44 from lymphoma. And she was diagnosed with lymphoma. They said, oh, no problem. We have these treatments. We have this chemo. We have this radiation. And no problem. We'll get you back. And, you know, $1 million later, 3 months in the hospital, you know, no hair, no voice, barely, she died. And that really, like, reinforced for me that I'm in the right place doing what I need to do. And that's what made me step out of seeing, you know, a few people here and there, you know, in a one-to-one practice, to trying to reach more people. So that's what really inspired me. My parents, on the other hand, when I decided to leave my job as a computer programmer, making a lot of money back in 1985, and go back to school for chiropractic nutrition, acupuncture, herbal medicine, they thought I was like, what, are you crazy? Are you sick? Are you insane? And they did not approve, let's just say. And I tried very hard to help them with their own diets and to quit smoking and to start eating better. And again, my mother thought I was crazy for asking her to take a vitamin C every time she smoked a cigarette, because I knew that vitamin C would be depleted by the cigarette, amongst a million other things. But I thought at least she could take the edge off by taking a vitamin C. And I gave her this bottle, and she said, okay. And I go back 6 months later, and the bottle looks like maybe one tablet has been taken out. And I said, Mom, what happened? Have you quit smoking? She's, no, I didn't quit smoking, but I'm a little nervous about that. You know, I just don't know what the side effects of taking vitamin C are. Like, okay, Mom, good. But we do know what the side effects of smoking those cigarettes are, but you're still willing to do it. Well, you know, we all have to have our pleasures in life. And her comment to me as I went and asked her to change her diet or at least quit smoking was, I just want to die happy. Have you heard that before? I just want to die happy. And for most people, that doesn't happen. For most people, they get emphysema, they get lung cancer, they whatever, something that's chronic, debilitating. They suffer for many years, and then they die, right? And they get hope that they're going to get better, but they don't. And for my mom, she got her wish. She was 56 years old, and she went out to garden in the morning like she always did, came back, ate lunch, went to bed, never got up again. But it was age 56. I mean, there was a lot of years left to her. And the ironic thing about this photo is that that was a month before she died on the left. And that green that she's drinking over there, it's not a green smoothie. It's a green beer, because it was St. Patrick's Day. So there she is drinking her green beer, celebrating, and a month later, not even a month later, that was... She died on my birthday on April 4th, which was 3 weeks after this picture was taken. So that's the last picture I have of her. But when I put this other side together, which is my big why now, my family who I want to see live happy, healthy lives, that's me on the left-hand side, or the, well, it's the, your right, your left, I'm turned around. Your right-hand side is me with my oldest son, Eric, who's goes to school in St. Pete, and he is that was right when we were dropping him off for college, and I was on his campus, and I looked at this picture when I was putting it together and went, oh my God. I am the exact same age to the month in that picture as my mom is in that picture. Yeah, I was 56 in 4 months, just like she was, or 5 months, whatever. And when I saw that, I thought, I must be doing something right. Right? Because, I mean, in my opinion, we look very diverse in age in those. If you looked at those two pictures side by side, who would think that we're the same age in those pictures? No. So I said, maybe I'm doing something right, because I got her genes. We look alike. You know, she's my mom, and I do have her genes because I've looked at my 23andMe. Who knows about 23andMe? About getting your genetics tested? Yeah, I have her genes. But I decided to outsmart those genes. When I was 25 and I was having all kinds of health problems, I said, you know what, there's no old people in my family. Maybe that means we have bad genes. And maybe I should do everything in my power to just live as well as I possibly can to outsmart the genes. And that was before we knew about epigenetics and all the things we know about now in terms of we can manipulate the expression of our genes. But I just had this gut feel that I have bad genes and, you know, I need to change it. And then, you know, not even a few years later, that's when my mom died. And I was still in school. I was about a month away from graduating. And thought, okay, cool. So that's where my passion comes from, is I couldn't save my family, but I'd like to be able to save other people's families from the heartache that we went through in losing my sister and my parents. And this is not about heart disease. We're not studying heart disease here. We're studying some of those underlying factors that contribute to heart disease that people don't even know about. It's not eating too much cholesterol. It's not, you know, that you need to exercise more. Yeah, you do. You need to eat better. But there's so many other factors that are underlying that, like insulin resistance, for example. Big time in my family now that I know about insulin resistance. And I look around and I go, ooh, they all have insulin resistance. I do too, but I've managed it by making those decisions, okay? So that's why I do what I do, and I think there are reasons that you do what you do, right? There's passions. So what I want you to do is open up your book, And there is, we're going to go to the, it's page 2. Oh, of your information packet. So before we do that, let's take a moment to just share with you what's in your packet. Does somebody have a full book for me? Just the whole book, because mine is all like disorganized and rearranged. No, keep yours, because I want you to go through it. You sure? Okay. All right. So what you've got is this cool book that we've been working on for a long time, getting it together, okay? You got a lot of stuff in here that we are going to go through together while we're here, and then a lot of it that you're just going to have for checklists and for reference, and I'll teach you how to use those. Sound good? So in the front, you've got your schedule. After the first tab, you've got a copy of all the slides that I'm going to show. Some of them are fine to have small like that, but some of them I need it to be bigger, and in your worksheet area, which is after that, a few of those slides are reproduced. However, you will have access, you actually already do have access to all of this stuff. Who's been able to log in and get access to all the slides online? Okay, a couple of you. Does somebody want to come up and just write the link to that page up here? So if anybody wants to on the right, I know sometimes when I go to conferences, I like to have those in front of me and take notes in my PDF. You know, if you're like that and you want to do that, that's great. Otherwise, just wait till you get home and you'll have all access to everything in full size. So the next section is what I call the worksheets. And these are things that we're actually going to do together during the process, or that I'm going to actually take you through during our time together. And there's about 18 pages in that section. Then the last section is what we call our handouts. And as you go through those, some of the stuff may look like Greek to you, but it won't by the end of the weekend. And there's all kinds of tools and checklists and protocols and things that you can use with your clients when you go back to your office. And we're going to be stepping through some of these adrenal restoration protocols and thyroid assessment protocols, and we're going to go through that together. But that's what's in that section. So if I'm going through and I say, hey, open up your handout to the worksheets, and there's page numbers, but there's two page numbers. There's a set of page numbers in the middle, and there's one at the end. The reason there's two sets of page numbers is that each of these is an individual kind of handout checklist that I have that I use. But we put them all together, and we wanted you to be able to find them easily. So we put them in the handout section in alphabetical order, and then at the bottom, it'll say handout packet page 15 of 88 or whatever, 68. Okay, so when I refer to a sheet, I'll say, oh, go to the worksheet section, go to page 4 of 5, or 4 of 18, I mean. And then you go to the corner down here, you find that page, and then we can work through it together. Sound good? Okay, because we're trying to think of, like, if we put a whole bunch of these different handouts together, how would you find them in the book? And if I went in chronological order, you would find them here, but what would you do when you got home? You wouldn't be able to find them. You wouldn't know what they were, so they're named and they're accessed that way. So you're going to put that link up on the board? Okay, great. Okay, so right now we're going to turn to page 2 of 18 in the worksheet section. And I believe these are writable. We just didn't write on them. But if you write on these tabs, I don't know if they're erasable, writable, or just writable, but they're writable. You can write on them. Okay? Good? Okay. We're going to get the energy up in the room in a minute. Okay? And that's the thing. We're going to keep the energy high because there's going to be a lot of technical stuff. I'm not going to kid you. There's going to be a lot of technical stuff, and it's good stuff because it's going to give you some of the background to some terms you may have heard and thrown around even, but didn't really understand fully. And when you fully understand them, you're going to know how to utilize that in helping your clients. Make sense? So we're going to get the energy up. Michelle's going to be coming in on all the breaks to get you moving. I don't know what happened with the music. Usually she plays music and she dances and moves you around. So we're going to do that on all the breaks. And there's lots of room, see, on the side. So if you want to move out there and, you know, do some stretching, do some yoga, keep yourself going. Because it's really important to keep moving. It's really important for your brain chemistry and your hormones and everything else. Got it? Okay, so could you give this back to Allie? Thank you. All right. So it's about your big why, because it's going to be different for each of you. For me, it's very close and very tender, and you may have stories like that yourself. And it may be something different. So what I'd like you to do is we're going to give you a few minutes to just quietly, and Roy will play some nice soft writing music. And we're going to have you think about, why do you do what you do? Why are you here instead of out playing tennis today? Why'd you get on a plane and come on out here and stay in the hotel instead of staying home? What is that reason? What is it? What change do you want to see in the world? What do you want to do in your family? Whatever that is, what is that you want? And then think about in terms of, what's your contribution? What do you want your contribution to this world be? So when you're like, you know, about to keel over when you're 207 years old and your life has kind of been full and you're saying, I'm done, what could you look back upon as your contribution to the world or to the people around you or to your family or to one person? It doesn't have to be huge. It just has to be something that feels good from your heart. Okay, and then if you're switching professions, like you're a realtor and you want to, like, I want to do something in health, why would you do that? Like, I had a reason for doing that. I was making a lot of money back in 1986, and I gave that up because I had a passion and a mission to change the way healthcare was practiced. So what is that? We're going to play a little bit of background music. We'll go let you go for about 5 minutes and just write. And then we're going to do a little mingling exercise where we're going to get up and walk around the room and meet a few people and just share, okay? And I'll have one or two of you share out loud so we can get a sense of what's going on in the room, okay? All right, so take some time. Everybody good? You probably could take hours to do that if you really wanted to just get really juicy with it, but that should be a good start. Is there anybody who would just love to share? Just let everybody hear it. Somebody? No? Okay. What's your name?
Claudia.
Claudia, great. Hey, Claudia. Oh, yes. Yeah, and so when you pick up the mic, because we have people on the webcast, hi, webcast people, so we want them to hear. So we're going to wait for the mic. So if you raise your hand and wait for the mic, we'll have our mic come over to you. You can say your name, and then we'll go from there.
I'm Claudia Gabrielle, and why do you do what you do? Well, God planted a desire in my heart when I was a little girl. My mom died of MS when I was 16. And I just want to help other people not go through what we went through. And it's because there is so much suffering. And that's not what God wants. He wants us to live fully. And my friend Barbara here has helped me so much to see that God has a plan for each of us to fulfill the purpose for which we were created. And that's my goal, Yay. To help others do that. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing that. It's very touching. And so each of you has a deeply personal reason. And maybe it's not because you lost a loved one, but you've seen others. Or it could be totally different. So if somebody else wants to share a reason, if not, you'll get to share it with each other. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to take 5 minutes to just go around. And you're going to go just easily, quickly. So you're going to get to know each other a little bit. Anywhere from 3 to 5 people. Try to get at least 3 people. And you just introduce yourself, and you say, hi, my name is Claudia, and my big why is, or I'm from, so we can get a sense of, everybody could get a sense of where you're all from, because you may have somebody in your own backyard that you don't even know, and tell them where you're from, and then what's your big why? So go ahead and mingle, there's lots of room, and meet at least three new people that you haven't met before. Go ahead and wrap up your conversation and find your way back home to your seats. Thank the people you've met. And you're Terry from San Antonio. Nice to meet you. I can't wait to meet everybody. It's the names, right? How was that? Not long enough. Okay, we'll give you more times to do that. Yeah, we're going to have another mingle later. Awesome. We got some great people in the room, right? Yeah. And you'll get to meet each other on breaks and at lunch and at dinner. And if you're not VIP, I highly recommend you run back to talk to Scott about upgrading, because, you know, not only is the food awesome, but the conversations are awesome too. Okay. So, big whys. I believe that not only for us as health practitioners, but for our clients, getting in touch with that big why is a difference between marginal success and no success to outstanding success. And when your clients, when you're working with a client and they're not in touch with why they want to get well, they're just like, well, those Twinkies were calling to me, you know? It's like, well, I thought that maybe I would just stay in and eat bacon and eggs instead of going for the run that morning, because they don't have a big enough why. So one of the first things that I do in coaching people is help them to get in touch with that. What is that vision they have for themselves? What would their life be like if they had more energy than they knew what to do with? What would all the great things they could be doing? And help them to see it. Because a lot of times when folks are struggling and they're exhausted and they're in pain, they're not thinking about those big whys. And you can actually watch or hear, if you're talking on the phone with them, you can hear that shift, you can feel that shift when they go from being just in what is, what's the present, which is easy to get caught up in, right? If you're in pain or you're tired, and you open possibility and you start to see that glow. You go, oh, yeah, yeah. And that's when the healing starts, because that's when the dedication to I'm going to do what it takes happens. And that's what I had when I was in my 20s. I don't know how it got sparked, but it got sparked because I just was not happy with the way my body was functioning. And when I saw that there was a possibility that it could be different, and that the healthcare system, or disease care system as I call it now, that I'd known as I grew up was faulty. And I said, okay, there's something wrong here. When I learned about the concepts of what it takes to create health, I wanted that for me. And then that's what we need to be awakening in our people, right? Because everybody's going to be coming for a reason. Most people don't come to see you and say, hey, I feel great, but I understand that maybe my diet's not so good, and could you help me make my diet better? And can you help me, you know, get an exercise program that's going to make me feel better? Usually, they are coming to you because they have a reason, right? They are in pain. They have fatigue. They've been diagnosed with something, and they don't like the thought of taking a bunch of drugs to cure it, and they want to know how else to do it. But if we go into that same game of symptom chasing, we can get into what I like to call allopathic herbology or allopathic naturopathy, which is, here's the symptom. What do I do for that symptom? I had this happen to me. I have the text on my cell phone. You just see it. Just as I was driving over here last night to get set up, a friend of mine who I know forever, shall love her, adore her. I've known her for over 20 years, 25 years even. And she wrote to me, she goes, what herbs can I take for hot flashes? What do you have in your magic bag of tricks for hot flashes? And I'm like, well, I'm on my way to a conference where I'm going to dispel the myth that there's a magic herb or pill or, you know, vitamin or whatever for anything. And you're asking me this question, how cool is that? And I wrote back to her, I'm on my way to teach a conference. I'll call you next week. There is no easy answer. I need to find out more. And that's where you're going to be at. And by the end of this weekend, you're going to know how to find out more. What is that more that you need to find out to get to the root cause? Because, yeah, you can have somebody come in. Let's use hot flashes as an example, because it's a great example. Somebody comes in for hot flashes, and you know, well, I've read that black cohosh is good for hot flashes, and so is Dong Quai, and what's the name of, I'm drawing a blank, it's a wild herb. So there's a list that you can go through. And you say, well, I've heard that vitamin B6 is good for hot flashes, or I've heard that. And you could start to play with different protocols and help this person with hot flashes. And you might get some good results temporarily, but you're not addressing the root cause of the hot flashes. So your job as a really good health detective is to determine what's underlying it. So when I look at somebody with hot flashes, I want to know, I know the connection with the adrenals and hot flashes, and the adrenals and the sex hormones, which you'll learn about this weekend. And, oh, I wonder if she has an adrenal problem that's causing this. And so then you know about adrenals, and you go, well, what causes adrenal problems? What are all the things that can cause adrenal problems? Oh, well, maybe she has a blood sugar imbalance. Maybe she has a digestive problem. You know, and yeah, stress, right? Stress, dietary stresses, big time. We'll go through all the different stresses that could be zonking her adrenal. So then you're stepping back. I'll go, let's see if she has a blood sugar problem. Well, if she has a blood sugar problem, and maybe she has a thyroid problem, or maybe she has a digestive problem. So we're going to step back to what's the root cause. And what I find is that there's a hierarchy that we need to address. Not to say that if you don't have some great herbs or acupuncture treatment or energy work or hands-on thing that you can do to help that person symptomatically with their hot flashes, that you would withhold that because you want to get to the root cause. But I think you're doing them a disservice if you just do that, because you're not getting to the underlying. And who knows where that imbalance in their digestion is going to show up next. Showed up in hot flashes. Maybe next it's going to show up in joint pain. And maybe next it's going to show up in some sort of rash. So, or fibromyalgia, right? That mysterious disease. So you want to get to the root cause and help them with the symptoms if you can at the same time. So in your chart on in your handouts, page 4 of the 18 of the worksheets, there's a chart, and I put together what I like to call the functional hierarchy. And when someone comes in, you can use this chart to see where are they presenting with symptoms. And I have the major things listed and then everything else at the bottom. Right? So if they come up with something in the everything else, like they come in with joint pain or they come in with a skin rash or something along those lines, you're going to go, well, what's that imbalance up above that? Is there? And there's ways that you can assess. There's questionnaires and there's questions you can do. And we learn to do a very thorough history, don't we, in NEPT, where we have, 12 videos or something on how to do an effective history, because it's important that you know. Because you can solve most issues by doing an effective history. And you can save people a lot of money in lab tests. Not to say lab tests aren't very important, but you always have to do a thorough history. And I see this a lot in the functional medicine circles where it's like, you've got this symptom set and you go, okay, let's just do this $1,200 worth of lab tests and see what's going on with you. Well, if somebody comes in and their diet is really bad and they're full of stress and they're living under high power lines and there's all these other stressors on their system, and you decide on day one to do a bunch of lab tests, before you've just gone, well, let's just start with the basics and the foundations and clean some of this stuff up, then you've wasted their money. Because what you want to do is clean some of that stuff up, because you know you're going to find a lot of things out of balance. So we're going to look at doing a very thorough history to figure out. But you look and you say, well, they have hot flashes. So where's that on the hierarchy? It's not at the top. And this helps you when you're explaining to someone and they're sitting in front of you and they've come in looking for the quick fix because they're used to allopathic medicine, where they go in and they get a prescription and they go back and then they take it and they come back in 6 months, right? And without addressing any of the root causes. That's what they're used to. But so for you to say, well, and I want you to sign up for the 6-month program or 3-month program or whatever, they're going, what? 3 months? What are we going to do? This is how you help them to see that. You say, well, you have hot flashes, which means there's something out of balance in your reproductive hormones. And did you know that your reproductive hormones are exquisitely connected with your adrenal hormones? Did you know that? Did you know that it's exquisitely affected by your thyroid? Or by your immune system? And you could say, well, you know that the sex hormones get out of balance. If the thyroid's out of balance, you're going to have problems with your estrogens and your testosterones and progesterones, and that could be an underlying cause. But your thyroid could be out of balance because your adrenals are out of balance because of all the stresses in your life. And I don't just mean the stresses of a bad marriage, financials. I mean other stresses like electromagnetic stresses, pesticides and toxins in the food, air, and water, digestive stresses, gut bugs that are out of balance because you've been, you know, eating foods that feed bad stuff and don't feed the good stuff. So you're going backwards up the scale, and a lot of it comes down to digestion. So if someone comes in with any problem, you need to be asking them lots of questions about their digestion and really feel confident if you're going to not work on the digestion that really there is no digestive issue. And it's not a matter of somebody saying, oh, no, my digestion's fine. Yeah. I have a bowel movement every 2 or 3 days. I'm regular. Yeah, no problem. Yeah. Oh, yeah, you mean gas and bloating? Doesn't everybody get that after every meal? Of course. Yeah, of course I get that. But I just take a little whatever and it goes away. And you're going, okay. So people don't know. That's why we have very detailed questions to ask them about that, right? Are your pants bigger? Do you need a bigger pair of pants at the end of the day than the beginning of the day? That's a clear sign there's some digestive upset, right? Some stuff going on. So we need to go backwards. And then we need to go down and address each thing in line. I've had people who have come in after years of working on their thyroid. And the thyroid's just not getting better. And they're on armored thyroid. And they're on all these herbs and stuff. And we go start looking at their blood sugar, which we'll teach you how to do tomorrow, if you don't already know. And, oh, my God, their blood sugar is a whoop, 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 whoop all over the place. We get their blood sugar straightened out, and everything starts to straighten out. Their thyroid antibodies go down, and their thyroid hormones get in balance. But blood sugar imbalances are really common, much more common than we think. We're not going to go into a lot of depth of blood sugar in this weekend because we're going to focus on HPAT, the hypothalamic pituitary adrenal thyroid axis. But the blood sugar... We have another whole program called Insulin Resistance Practitioner Training, which we'll be opening up in November, and we'll tell you how you can get access to that at some point. So that's a really nice chart for you to keep in mind and for you to just formulate when you're chatting with somebody on that first visit, and you're going to help them to see that connection. And then we're going to need to address, and they're going, wow, how long is that going to take? Well, you see, you've got them thinking differently than, oh, I've got a pill for them to take, and it's just going to take, like, oh, just give me that adaptogenic herb, and it's going to make my stuff go away, or give me a digestive enzyme. You're helping them to see it, and then they're like, oh, how long is all that going to take? Oh, well, you know what? It takes a different amount of time for each person, and what I find is really helpful is if we work together for about 3 months and really dig in and get these things lined up, and then we'll see where we're at 3 months and see what kind of help you need ongoing. How does that sound? And they go, oh, yeah, okay, right? So it's much different than saying, oh, well, I'd like to help you with your health care problem, and I'd like to help you, and I'd like to do some health coaching, and why don't you sign up for my 3-month program? And they go, what do I need a 3-month program for? You're creating the need. They're seeing the need, and they go, ah, yeah, I want that. Does that sound reasonable? Is this a new way of looking at it? Yeah, it is. So those of you who are in my community, it's not, right, because we talk about this all the time. Right? But this is a different way. It's very different than what I was taught in school. Very different. So So root cause, that's what we're going to be doing here. We're going to be taking you, we're going to be drilling down. So what I want to talk about next is some of the things that let me take that one out. We're going to have you build that. So you guys are in either starting out or have been in health professions. I want to just make a list up here of what does it take to be successful, not only in building a practice, but in having results, of course, which is what we have to do to be able to build a practice. This, by the way, is the link. If you haven't gotten the materials, it's drritamarie.com with a /, and then go Shine Materials 2014. So if everybody would write that down, then we can move on, and we don't have to leave that up the whole time. And that way you'll get all of these materials digitally. Okay? Then when you get home, you can print things out in big pictures for the things you want that way. So who can I get to come up here and just jot down as we brainstorm? Anybody in the back? One of our people? One of the people in the room? All right, Allie, good. Okay. What color do you want? Pick a color. Okay, we'll go green. All right, so we're just going to call out, like, what do you think it takes? What are some of the skills, the things that it takes to be successful in this business as a health coach, as a health practitioner, as a health detective, I like to call it? A good listener, great. Yes, absolutely. Just call them out. Confidence, absolutely. Compassion, big time. Asking the right questions, absolutely. Top of my list. Well, the others are very important too, but marketing, yeah, getting the word out so people know. Yeah. Education-based marketing. I love education-based. Edutainment, there you go. Yeah. Resources, you mean like tools and, yeah, things that you can, yeah, excellent, yeah. Perseverance, yes, because you get some people who are like, okay, they've tried all the things you thought you were going to try with them, they've already tried it didn't work. So what are we going to do next? Okay, what research? So being a good researcher, put that one up too. What else? Exactly. So some of these things are what we're talking about is going to lead to the getting results. But you have to be getting results, right? And getting results is not just a matter of applying a protocol and seeing if it works. And that's kind of what allopathic Western medicine, and you can interrupt and disagree with me because you've been in that world, but it's more that's how it is practiced, right? You have 5 minutes with your doctor that goes in and says, oh, that's this disease, and here's what we do for that. We do this procedure, we do this surgery, we prescribe this drug. And it's got to be way more than that. And the best doctors are those that are compassionate and dig and are willing to work with you. And there's more and more and more of them these days as people are getting educated. Anything else you can think of? These are good, right? So you can jot these down, but also the next slide, some of you looked ahead, no? We've got a whole bunch of them up there, okay? A complete holistic toolbox. So a lot of people will say, oh, I'm a holistic practitioner. I do energy work. Well, energy work is great, but your person may need something beyond that. So your holistic toolkit may be, I do energy work, but I recognize when you need nutrition, and I have somebody I can work with, bring in, work in coordination with to do the nutrition. Or the fitness, like Michelle. I mean, she's awesome at the fitness. I'm not going to develop fitness training programs. That's not my passion and my talent. But I refer people to Michelle for that. Okay? Got it? So a holistic toolkit. And what else didn't we cover? Determination to succeed. Comfort with computer skills. I think these days we really do need that. I mean, it's not a mandatory, but it's really helpful because it's so much easier to communicate with people via email reminders and sending them a little recipe by email as opposed to, I used to have people walk out and I'd be spend a fortune on copies, and I had all these files with all these photocopies of the different handouts and recipes and things I wanted to give people. And when they walked out the door, they'd have this stack of papers, and who knew if they were even going to look at them. But when you have the computer, you can drip feed it to them, you can send them to this blog, you can send them a video. I mean, there's so many great things you can do to educate them. So if you're not comfortable with the computers, it might be worthwhile to look into, say, a community college course or some kind of online thing. Well, I guess if you're not savvy with online, taking an online course, it's not a good idea. Probably not. But it's a great way to learn. But you see what I mean? I think we need to have that today. And my practice business right now is almost exclusively online. So, because I like that. But I like to see people in person, which is why I got you all here. Right? So you'll decide, and that's the thing that you can decide for yourself, how do you want to do it. So I would say that there's all these different pieces, and then there's a process to go through. And on page 5 of 18, it's just it's like a model. And you don't have to do it in this order, but it helps to do things in this order. The first thing you want to do with somebody is make a deep connection. You don't want to sit down and go, well, I see you have fibromyalgia. Let's get right to it, right? You connect with them. You look and say, wow, I see you this or that. And you really try to connect or find a common ground, like a hobby that they have that you have too, or, you know, something similar about your family. But really make that deep connection so that they're trusting you. You know, they're not just looking to you for the technical piece, but they're looking for that care, that soothing. And then I believe that you will succeed best if you can then get your clients in touch with their values and goals. What do they value the most? Because when that happens and they're in a values disconnect, as I like to call it, and they're sitting there looking at the chocolate cake and looking at the salad, and they're thinking about which they should choose, and boy, that chocolate cake sure looks better than the salad, doesn't it? They're able to look at the chocolate cake and see their pain and see their discomfort. And they're able to look at the salad and see that as their road, their route to what they really want. And for me, that's what I always do. Yeah, I guess I used to love ice cream, and I don't eat ice cream anymore. Why? Because I like feeling good better than I like ice cream. Right? I don't like the way I feel when I eat that. I get congested and bloated, and I like just being able to have every moment of the day, even if it's 4 a.m, that I could keep going if I need to. Not that it's a good idea to, but that I can if I choose. And by making choices that I make, that helps me to do that. And when you can help your clients get there and you can work on yourself that way, like making those choices, yeah, that looks really good, but yeah, it's not in my highest best. That's a really important piece. And when I find that when I do that right at the beginning, in that very first encounter with somebody, that helps them to say yes to working together because they're seeing like different possibility. They're not just seeing, oh, pain-free joints. They're seeing climbing the Himalayas and getting some beautiful photos from the top. That's what they're seeing. And they're going, okay, yeah. Because sometimes it's like, well, I can deal with a little pain, but the pleasure of that ice cream is just so great. I don't want to give that up. But if they're thinking, oh wow, but I really want to do that Himalayan thing. I'm not getting the energy right now to get it. It helps them a lot. So I really like that. And then, like you said, ask the right questions. Super important. Where are you now? Where do you want to be? What's getting in the way? What brought you here? What kind of things have they done? And we'll go through a more thorough client history thing tomorrow. And then identifying whatever labs and exams are right now important, because we can give them a whole battery and overwhelm them. So what's the most critical thing? If I talk to somebody and I'm really clear, like, wow, there's something going on, it's their adrenals. We really have to start and get their adrenals. Let's go do an adrenal test. Or, wow, it sounds like they have a parasite. Let's, you know, either do a protocol to help them clear that up, and if it doesn't work, we'll do some testing. So it's identifying that. Decide the order of the protocols using that hierarchy as a starting point. And then restoring balance with what? What are we going to restore balance with? Diet, lifestyle, some nice herbs, maybe some supplements, isolated supplements. So we go down a hierarchy of what the interventions would be, starting with the diet, the lifestyle, the attitudes, and then working our way down. And sometimes we may find that they need to take a specific drug because that's what's going to get them over the hump. And then you send them off to whoever or you prescribe it for them. But in our Western medicine thing, we start with the drug. We start with the most invasive thing. And then we wonder why, 14 medicines later and, 15 extra symptoms, why the person's not getting well. That's not where we go. Right? And sometimes it's needed. Somebody's got a really urgent case of pneumonia, bacterial pneumonia, or meningitis. You got to get that out because diet and supplements and lifestyle and restoring nutritional balance may take too long and they'd be dead by then. So those are always those trade-offs. And you're going to find yourself, even if you're not a medical doctor, you're going to find yourself in situations like that where you have to tell people that really don't want to go and get a drug that, you know what, I really think that you've got to do this right now. And we'll continue to work with it. But there's times when you just have to help them to do that. And some people are so adamant that they don't want to that they can be doing themselves a serious disservice. Okay? And then big piece that I see missing all the time, because I see people who have come through, this acupuncturist and this naturopath, and I always thought when I first started doing that, oh my God, what am I going to teach them that's different? How can I help them? They've been to all these doctors. But it's really the matter of reassessing and changing course according to the correction. So I'll have people come in and say, oh, I already did that adrenal saliva test. We'll talk about that tomorrow. I already did that adrenal saliva test 3 years ago, so we don't need to do that again. Like, really? So what happened when you took it? Oh, they put me on some adrenal supplement. Great. How long did you take it for? Well, I took it for about 3 months. Okay, good. And then did it work? Did they go back and do the test? Well, no. Well, what happened after 3 months? Oh, I just stopped because I figured it was supposed to be fixed. So that's not educating your client the right way, that this is a process. So it's an incremental process. We're going to do some things. It's going to shift your biochemistry. It's going to shift your hormones. It's going to shift your symptoms. And maybe we'll get really lucky and it's going to all go away. And chances are it's not, and we're going to have to go, okay, now what's left? It's like peeling the onion away. So really big piece is knowing how to educate people. Does that make sense? Yeah? Yeah. Okay, everybody say yes, that makes sense.
Yes.
Okay. So we are going to move on to the heart of stuff. And before I do, unfortunately, I have to tell you that nothing that I'm telling you is meant to replace the care of a medical doctor. It's not intended as medical advice. We're not going to teach you how to diagnose, and we're not going to teach you how to treat. So we are going to stay away from the DTs. Got it? No diagnosis, no treating. Don't use those words except for you guys who are in the medical profession and can use those words legally and legitimately. Okay? You can't diagnose, you can't treat. You can assess and you can educate. And that's what we do. We help, we educate people, and we always have the disclaimer that, hey, if you're under the care of a doctor, you're on any medication, I can't help you to come off of it. Because they'll say to you, can you help me come off my antidepressants? How many of you have heard that? No? Yeah? Can you help me go off my antidepressants? Can you help me go off my antidepressants? Well, you hear it all the time. And you can. Yay! Refer to Phyllis if you need that help. But you can't help them come off of it. You can help them restore the balance that is going to decrease their need for it. And you owe it to them when you're working with blood sugar, when you're working with hormone stuff, anything that can affect the moods, that you say, look, you might find that your blood pressure goes really low as we're working on here, and you may have to go to your doctor and have them reevaluate your blood pressure medication. So if you see signs of dizziness, you feel like you're going to pass out when you stand up, go to your doctor or go down to the Walgreens and take your blood pressure, and then go to your doctor and talk to them about what you're doing and how you think that maybe your need for blood pressure medication has gone down. So these are the ways that you word things in order to prevent people from telling you you're practicing medicine without a license. Because you're not practicing medicine without a license. You're educating people about how to remove the obstacles that are in their way of achieving good health. Does that make sense? You like that? Is it okay if I sneak in some of these legal and practice things as we go along, interspersed with the biochemistry? You'll keep it moving. Okay? All right, so no D's, no T's, we're good. So this is day one. This is day one of 3 days. Today's the day where we're going to dig deep, and I really want you to understand how these hormones all fit together. The topic of this conference is the hypothalamic pituitary adrenal thyroid axis, HPAT for short. Okay, that's what we're going to delve with. Yes, we're going to talk a little bit about the things that affect that, the blood sugar, the digestion, immune system. However, we're going to try focusing on that because we could be here for a year teaching you all the rest of it. Okay? So we're going to focus on that. Today's more like the background. What is really going on? What's the chemistry of it? What's the physiology, the bio, you know, really understanding how the thyroid works, how the adrenals work, how the pituitary and hypothalamus all fit in, and how that presents. And then tomorrow, we're going to do assessments. And we're going to be looking at the thyroid, the adrenals, and the things that tie them together. And we're going to be doing some little simple lab testing things that you can do in your own offices or at home, or you could teach your client. You can give them a kit or tell them where they can buy a kit that they can test and give you some feedback, which is really fun and really cool. And I know you've been using the minerals, or was it, I think Cassandra also has been using the minerals since you learned them. You know, then we're going to teach you how, and you've been using them, Steph, right? The mineral testing, which is really easy to do in the office, and people go, oh, wow, maybe I do need zinc. Oh, how do I get more magnesium? And they're much more open. So when they get these little tests, it helps, pH testing, et cetera, and we'll do that. So, and then Sunday, we're going to look at pulling it all together and protocols, okay? So today, you're going to get me most of the day. And in the afternoon, you're going to get my dear friend who's an OMD, an Oriental medical doctor, and he's going to talk about adrenals from the perspective of Chinese medicine and some of the things that you can do in terms of acupressure and movement and Qigong and stuff that you can help people to restore that balance, the things that you can actually teach people and you can do on yourself, okay? He's really cool at that. And then tonight, we're going to do some fun stuff with food. Who likes to play with food? Who likes the idea of creating food that is not only nourishing and healthy and makes vibrant cells, but also tastes good? Okay, good. Who here has watched my Vital Healing Kitchen shows? Who's never seen me do a food demo? All right, cool. So the breakfast we had this morning. So raise your hand if that's kind of typical breakfast that you would have. Okay, some of you. Okay, raise your hand if that was like, holy crap, what is that stuff? Nobody there. Okay, not on the other end, but it's like different. Okay, we're going to talk to you as we go through about food that nourishes and food that harms the endocrine system. And, you know, a couple of things you'll be hearing throughout, I'll just give you a head start on. We're going to be talking about dairy and sugar and gluten, and those are the things that people eat, the majority of their diet, quite frankly, for most people, is gluten, dairy, and sugar. So we're telling them, yeah, get off of gluten, dairy, and sugar, everything's going to be fine, maybe. But they're like clueless as to how to do that. So you want to be able to help them to do that. And one of the things we're giving you as a takeaway from this, kind of a bonus, is a book. It's a digital version of a book from my adrenal fatigue menu planning class. So it's a menu planning class from the adrenal fatigue. So it's all full of recipes that support adrenals, and then a little menu planner that you can get an idea of some layouts that you can help people with. And you'll have that in a Word file, the menu planner, so you can edit it and change it and, you know, make it your own and customize it for your clients. Does that sound good? Yeah, because it's really important. You can't just say, eat well, because a lot of medical doctors are now saying that. Yeah, just eat a good diet. Like, okay, what does that mean? Eat lots of fruits and vegetables. Okay, what does that mean? Right? So we need to really show them. And whether it's you have some recipes or you love to, Tony loves to make videos and teach them how to do it. And I love to do that. And I love to just get in my kitchen and play with the food. And I don't have recipes, I just throw it together. And yesterday I said to Lynn, oh, I want to show them how to make those cherry bonbons I made the other day. Do you remember what ingredients I used? And I'm like, I don't know, it just came to me, I did it, and I'm glad I wrote it down. Because it just, after a while, you get to feel the food, and you go, oh, just throw this together and that together, and suddenly you've got something that tastes good. And all your friends want to know how to make it. And you go, oh, I don't even remember what I put in it. It just came to me. Right, that's you? Yeah, and if it's not you, you're going, oh, I wish that was me. Give me a recipe, and let me tell exactly what. So we'll do both. We'll give you both. Okay, and we have online resources and all that. But I remember, who was it? Allie was saying something about we were talking about cashew cheese, and she goes, well, how do you make cashews creamy? Like, oh, you want to see? Like, jing! I did this at a potluck once, and I had people over, and I said, oh, we need a dip for that. Whatever, they brought over a big tray of celery sticks. I said, oh, we need a dip for that. Let's make a dip. So I went and I threw some nuts in the blender and some water and some lemon juice, and I turned it on. And she had turned her back, and she looked back, and she goes, oh, I missed something. When did you put the cream in the blender? I went, I didn't. That's what the nuts turn to when you blend them up. Who's ever done that? Yeah, cool. So you all know how to do that. So anyway, that's it. We'll have a little bit of skewing of like who's doing what when, because some of the speakers that I wanted to share certain segments weren't going to be fitting on the specific days. Like some of the stuff David's going to do today. Like if it's mostly tomorrow and Sunday, but he's leaving tomorrow to go to Lake Tahoe. So I got him for today. It's just the way it goes. Okay. And we have Tom O'Brien. Who's heard of Tom O'Brien and the Gluten Summit? He's coming tomorrow. I don't know if you've gone on and looked at if you go there, you'll see. He just sent his slides for everybody to have. There's 200 slides that he sent over for the presentation. So he's going to whip through, but he has lots of research. And he'll really, if you don't really get and know how to explain to your clients why it would be a good idea to go gluten-free if they have any of these symptoms of these adrenal thyroid issues, then he's going to really make it clear. Because he was the one that inspired me at first to really look seriously. Like it was like 10 or 12 years ago at one of my continuing ed conferences, and he spoke. And he had all this research. And I knew gluten wasn't a good thing, but I didn't know how bad it was. And he started talking about Parkinson's and Alzheimer's and neurodegenerative things. And I'm like, and that was it for me. It was like I was blown away. So I'm glad that he's made it such a wide bank of knowledge available to people. It's really important. And for those of you who don't realize how important it is, that's why I brought Tom. Because I can talk about it really well, but he can really talk about it. And then Sunday we have some good like things you can do to take this back to your practices and things, practical things. Sound good? You ready? Yeah. All right, what time is it? 10:20. Okay, so I am going to make sure I stay on track. Because for those of you who've heard me speak, you know I can speak for 3 hours with no slides. But, okay, so we're going to bring up Lynn is going to share with us some guidelines. And before we do that, Lynn, let me just do a couple of things. Before we do that, I just want to have a few guidelines here for us so that we all have the best experience, okay? And I'm just going to run through them. One is, when we have breaks, be on time. And Lynn's going to tell you why you want to be on time, okay? There's some really good incentive for you to be on time after breaks. But it helps us to get started right away, and there's not the disruption of people, you know, flitting in. We do have a few people who have sponsor tables outside, but they're right outside the room. And then we're going to get you right back in on time, and you'll have plenty of time to visit with them, okay? Number two, be respectful of each other and listen. And what that means is if someone's speaking, don't be, you know, twiddling to your neighbor or being on your cell phone and texting other people, because everybody has something really important to say. And you may not even know that you have something really important to say. And you do. We all have it. So be respectful and listen to each other. The other piece is we're going to ask times to share and bottom line it. Do you know, who knows what I mean by bottom line it? Okay, it means get to the point, because, you know, sometimes it's nice to hear about your cat and your dog and your Aunt Millie and all the struggles they've been having, and you're like, what's the question? So get to the question first, and then if I need background, I'll ask you for the background, because that way everybody will get a chance to share. And we have people who are online. Welcome. Thank you for being there. They're watching from the comfort of their own homes. They don't get the advantages you do of mingling with each other and eating the food and, you know, getting the raffles and all that. But they're going to have questions too, and we're going to ask them to do the same thing. They have to bottom line it, because they're not going to write their whole history of story, because we're not going to be able to do that. So you guys online, if you have a question, the question, and then if we need more, we'll ask it for you. Here's what I would like you to do. Play with everything you got. So don't just be here and go, well, you know. Like, really get into it. When we do a breakout, do the exercises. When we, you know, we have breaks, really try to meet people, because you never know. Like, Tony was here last time, and you met, like, how many people that you're, like, best buddies with now? 4 or 5 people, and they mastermind together, they're in touch with each other. Like, really, it creates community. And when you have community and you're sharing, you're gonna grow. You're gonna grow, and you're gonna grow, and you're gonna grow. And then, okay, privacy, what's shared in the room stays in the room. You don't go out and say, hey, did you know Mary Lou? She's a health coach from Indiana. And did you know that she blah, 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 blah. Doesn't go anywhere. It's all here, it's private. Okay, and the same thing for you guys at home. Okay? It stays in the room. What else? Okay, this is the last one, and this is one of my favorites. One of the things that we tend to do when we hear something that sounds familiar, and you're at a conference and you want to learn more new stuff, you go, oh, I already knew that. And what does that do? What happens when you say, I already knew that? You shut down. Right, exactly. You shut down. And maybe you knew the first part of that sentence and you didn't hear that revelation at the end because you were thinking, I already knew that, and you're like texting or doing something else. There's going to be stuff here that I'm sharing that you've heard of before, and I guarantee you that there's going to be stuff here that you have never heard before or you've never thought about in that way. So if anybody gets to the end of Sunday and hasn't learned something, that I will be shocked. Come talk to me, because I want to know, you know, because I want you on my staff and help me teach and all that, okay? Because we all have our ways of doing things, and we all get it, right? So that's